Hey, Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time we come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yup.
Welcome back.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. The battle that we're in is it's unconventional warfare. It is definitely a war. It's psychological in nature primarily. I would say it's first and foremost spiritual above all things. And there is a Western esoteric current of influence that has become more virulent in strain and nature, particularly over the last 500 years, but has been lingering and just won't go away since the days of Plato and before, really. I mean, it's the same thing, I would say, that you see in Genesis 6 and 11 in particular. But it's here, and its influence is undeniable. It's very deceptive. It's amazing how effective it seems to be. And as Chuck Missler used to say, the primary target of it and the prize of victory is us, is mankind, basically. So it's a strange thing. And, you know, this population thing is something that cannot be overstated. The biblical command issued in the garden to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. You know, this was a command issued more than once. God bless them. Genesis 1. 22, I mean, the first book of Genesis, God blessed them saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas and let the birds multiply on the earth. That's to creation. And, you know, so this is a concept that's recurrent. And then again, in verse 28, God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. This is the command to man, because in verse 27, you read God created man. In his own image, in the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And then the next verse says, God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And so this is... this is the command to man. And the Malthusians and the Thomas Henry Huxleys and so on, the Margaret Sangers, the Bill Gates, the Darwinians and the John D. Rockefellers, they all recoil in horror. Oh my goodness, we can't have people just, you know, spreading like viruses. No, we have to rein that in contravention to God's command to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And I think there's something more than just, you know, be prolific here. There's something that correlates to Romans 11:25, for example. And speaking of that, you know, trying to retard these efforts in population control and things like that, in contravention to the command issued by God, which was reissued after the flood, by the way, not subduing the earth because there was a usurpation that occurred in Genesis chapter 3. So the subduing will have to wait. But the command to to be fruitful and multiply was reissued in Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. God blessed Noah and said, and his sons, and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth." And in case we wonder, it's reiterated and restated in verses 6 and 7. Well, verse 7 in particular, "As for you, be fruitful and multiply, populate the earth abundantly and multiply in it." That's pretty straightforward, I would say. In contravention to that, you have the Malthusians saying the opposite. So again, from the Club of Rome's first global revolution, it would seem that men and women need a common motivation, namely a common adversary, to organize and act together. In the vacuum, such motivations seem to have ceased to exist or have yet to be found. The need for enemies seemed to be a common historical factor. In searching for new enemy, new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. The real enemy then is humanity itself. And they also continued on, the fundamental need is to reduce carbon dioxide emission. So we learn in, you know, junior high science classes that trees and plants, their food is carbon dioxide. People, you know, oxygen. We have a nice symbiosis going on there. The people make the plant food. The plants make the people food, so to speak. But somehow we need to, you know, isn't it funny how these guys don't really focus on things to mitigate this, like reforestation and things? Instead, we're seeing the aridation and desertification of things and places. I don't think that's accidental or coincidental. So the real issue is not so much carbon dioxide. It's, you know, just to cut to the chase real quick, as we move forward in the biotechnological future, Francis Fukuyama talked about in our post-human future consequences of the biotechnology revolution, which, you know, the clone baby on the front there, Gattaca sort of thing. It's very creepy. Chapter 6, Why We Should Worry. You know, in Chapter 5, he addresses the subject of genetic engineering and eugenics and those kinds of things. Chapter 6, Why We Should Worry, which is misdirection, straw man arguments. He writes, "The kinder, gentler eugenics that is just over the horizon." This book was published in 2002. This stuff, you know, has been well in the works for 100 years. Again, if you're not familiar, read Edwin Black's stuff, for example. "The kinder, gentler genetics that is just over the horizon will then be a matter of individual choice on the part of parents and not something that a coercive state forces on its citizens." In the words of one commentator, quote, "The old eugenics would have required a continual selection for breeding of the fit and a culling of the unfit. The new eugenics would permit, in principle, the conversion of all the unfit to the highest genetic level." And I would say that the words "in principle" are most provocative in this quote. So, you know, you hear folks like Sean Parker saying, billionaires will be able to do this kind of stuff. Ah, the rest of you won't. Sorry. And so, the culling, it seems, is in effect. But what is the purpose, really? The, you know, who is responsible? Who or what is responsible for CO2 emissions? We'll get back to Mr. Number Games himself in a minute. But, you know, again, we hear about Alan Turing and the Turing test. But why doesn't Ray Kurzweil want to remind us what Jaron Lanier reminds us of? Why are we supposed to forget what Alan Turing said? So in his 1950 paper, as Jaron Lanier reminds us in You Are Not a Gadget, a Manifesto, Alan Turing wrote, "In attempting to construct such machines, we should not be irreverently usurping his power of creating souls any more than we are in the procreation of children." Well, that's funny, because it's happening in both cases, I would say. "Rather, we are in either case instruments of his will, providing mansions for the souls that he creates." Now, that's something that I don't think anyone in the technology community, other than, you know, Jaron Lanier or maybe somebody who's read Lanier, would ever guess that Alan Turing would write or think. And why do you suppose that he felt it necessary to write that, Alan Turing? And why do you suppose it was? Do you suppose that Jaron Lanier felt it important to bring that to the reader's attention? That Alan Turing himself, Mr. Turing test, is it alive? Is it sentient? Have we created the technological homunculus, you know, the Frankenstein, the, you know, modern Prometheus? Why would it be necessary to remind the reader that Turing wrote, "In attempting to construct such machines, we should not be irreverently usurping his, capital H, power of creating souls any more than we are in the procreation of children. Rather, we are in either case instruments of his will, providing mansions for the souls that he creates." And I would submit to you that that's precisely what's happening. That's what the CO2 emission reduction is all about. That's what net zero is really all about. And I think it correlates directly to Romans 11:25, which to me is an arc to moment. It's the second arc, in a manner of speaking. You know, I guess for posterity's sake, Romans 11:25. "For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery, so that you will not be wise in your own estimation, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in." What? How would that happen, the fullness of the Gentiles? Thank you for this mystery. It's pretty amazing. You know, that the wild branch could be grafted in along with the natural branch. That's pretty awesome. That's an understatement, obviously. But what does that look like? The fullness of the Gentiles. Something to think about. And, you know, technology isn't what we are led to believe, I don't think, or what it's made out to be. Probably later this week, I will get back to Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines. And how about the timeline? Creepy, crazy things going on in Ray Kurzweil's timeline, including his predictions, air quotes, predictions for the future. Are we on track? Seems like we're on track. Lots of creepy things. By 2029, you know, what has the World Economic Forum been saying? you know, the fourth industrial revolution and all the COVID nonsense and the great reset and all of this. Kurzweil predicted in The Age of Spiritual Machines, published in 1999, by 2029, there's almost no human employment in production, agriculture, or transportation. Basic life needs are available for the vast majority of the human race. So there's almost no human employment in production, agriculture, or transportation. And it seems that we are being told that we're supposed to just, you know, just be quiet and let it happen. It's all fine. Anyway, we'll come back to that. So just to finish, Mr. Number Games himself, again, A Guide to Number Games, and that was the We're Not Ready TED Talk that he gave. The next outbreak, We're Not Ready. The same week. So that TED Talk was April 3rd, 2015. And the... Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't the same week. It was around the same time, within the same month. So the Guide to Numbers game post was March 14. And the We're Not Ready TED Talk was April 3rd. It's a couple weeks. But curious, don't you think? The next outbreak, We're Not Ready. And, you know, he has all of his fancy numbers and statistics and things. Are those all sourced? Or are they... intended to exaggerate trends and give distorted comparisons, quote unquote, as he puts it. So let's just let him finish for himself. A Guide to Number, Mr. Number Games himself on innovating to zero. What does this mean? So the numbers, well, let's let him hang himself with enough rope. Go ahead, please.
Even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now, that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase.
So did we catch that? We got people, services, per person, energy, per service, CO2 per unit of energy, all predicated on what? Maybe you get rid of people, you reduce services, energy per service, and CO2 per unit, don't you? Who doesn't see where this is going? And if we do a really good job on new vaccines, healthcare, and reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. Is that happening by any chance? Lowering what? Come on, let's not be naive. The other three numbers are predicated on the P in the equation, people. Are we really that naive? Are we really that naive? Stick around, we'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good. And every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Biden takes classified documents seriously. I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at mystore.com to save money on American-made products from American companies. President Biden takes classified documents so seriously that he had at least one in his garage. Just for a minute, let's forget that a former vice president shouldn't have classified materials. Let's ignore the hypocrisy of Biden's statements regarding Trump having classified materials at Mar-a-Lago, where there are Secret Service. What I want to know is, why were attorneys clearing out an office at the UPenn think tank? Lawyers cost hundreds of dollars an hour. Two guys and a truck would have been infinitely cheaper. Were the lawyers there because they expected to find something like this? Maybe the attorneys were there just so that there would be attorney-client privilege in place. The presence of lawyers doing a job that a couple of teenagers could do is intriguing, to say the least. Now that the story is out, I have many questions, but the White House press secretary has refused to answer a single one put to her. Hopefully, the new special counsel will have better luck. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Couple of things, you know. Let's play this real fast. I don't remember which one. I think this is, well, this clip, Bill Gates himself from his YouTube channel. I mean, this one is interesting. Since we're doing this, why not? Does saving more lives lead to overpopulation? Oh, that's a that's, you know, Dr. Mengele says, does saving more lives lead to overpopulation? This one is close to what I was talking about earlier, but this one is health. You know, as health improves in developing countries, people choose to have fewer children. Really? What do you suppose is the correlation there? Is it maybe that people are being sterilized? Perhaps. Is there a chance? Well, we'll just let them, you know, actually. It's all horrifying. And then we'll let Laurie Schwab-Zabin tell us, you know, oh no, population control, that's a bad word. We don't say that, even though that's what's happening. That's what we do. We just don't call it that. So, yeah, can we play? Okay. Bill Gates, does saving more lives lead to overpopulation? Go ahead, please.
Faster. So Melinda and I wondered whether providing new medicines and keeping children alive, would that create more of a population problem? What we found out is that as health improves, families choose to have less children. And this effect is very, very dramatic. We find that in every country of the world, this is repeated. The population growth goes down as we improve health. So we've taken that chart that shows the global population growth, and we've actually extended it out all the way to 2100. And we can see that instead of continuing, it actually flattens out. Another way to see that is through this rate of population growth. And you can see that in the 60s, that reached a pretty high number, over 2% per year, and it's now come way, way down. Now, 11 billion people, still a lot, but the good news is that the faster we improve health, the faster family size goes down, and so we can feel great about saving those lives.
Yeah. Oh, goodness sakes. That's funny. Can we back up the other one, Innovating to Zero, and play 430 to 450 again? As health improves. Yeah. If we do a really great job on what? What happens? Just think about it. 4 minute, 30 second mark, please. Do we have time to squeeze that in? Barely. Yeah?
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3. The second factor is the services
okay.
we use.
So, so if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive services, that's Planned Parenthood. Basically, if we do a really great job of sterilizing people, then as we improve health. See, the problem is when people hear health, we need to define terms. There's a disparity of terminology here. When he says health, it doesn't necessarily mean what you think of when you think health, but he knows that and he's exploiting that. Mr. Number Games. Stick around, we'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
It is the Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population and Reproductive Health, and it's
Population control, a naughty word, according to Lori Schwab Zabin, who was recruited essentially by Planned Parenthood president Alan Guttmacher at the time, and had conversations with Bill Gates Sr. You know, all of this, basically this is Planned Parenthood leadership starting the, what was it called originally? I think it was the Population Control Council, Gates Foundation. And now, as Lori Schwab Zabin intimated, now it's the Gates Institute for Population and Reproductive Health. And so that's, you know, that's what is meant when Bill Gates says health. Population reduction. And so that's why doing a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, and reproductive services can eliminate 10 to 15% of population growth. Oh no, he just wants to lower the population. Well, yeah. As some people have said, you first then. I mean, where does it end? It's about health. Really tell folks in India and Africa that. The hundreds of thousands of folks who are documented injured, permanently injured, or killed as a result of this initiative. I don't know. What do you say? You know, this is the guy who wants to be in charge of education. This is the guy who wants to be in charge of health, so-called, air quotes, health. And, you know, for everyone. College dropout, not an epidemiologist, not a doctor, not a virologist. But somehow everybody believes this guy. It's you know, not everybody, obviously, but many people, apparently. Well, he's on television. Okay. And your point is? So, if you're on television, you can't be wrong, and you always tell the truth. You're always honest. He seems genuine and sincere. No, he seems ghoulish. And, you know, there are lots of questions that could be asked. I mean, there was the antitrust stuff that I guess we forgot about. Whatever happened to Gary Kildall? You know, what was the article or whatever, you know, the man who could have been Bill Gates? Gary Kildall wasn't interested in all of that stuff. That was pretty obvious. You know, the power and the money and all of that. I don't think he was interested in that. But he was the author of QDOS, Quick and Dirty Operating System. So there's, you know, what happened to Gary Kildall? There is, you know, why did you lie about your ongoing dealings with Jeffrey Epstein? Why did you fly on his plane, not yours? That's weird. And, you know, why did you give him money after he was, you know, convicted? And if that's not enough for people, and I don't know how it couldn't be, then, you know, just one name. And it's not Epstein, it's Rick Allen Jones. I don't understand how all of this falls out of people's brains. Maybe one more clip since we're doing this. You know, there are so many of these things. I'm not trying to pick on somebody, but, you know, there's just, to me, there's weird stuff that follows this guy everywhere. Why do you have a guy? You have young children. You're seriously. People actually, I mean, think about this. People actually are going to, maybe we should play the clip of Cairo 7. Maybe we should, actually. Maybe we'll start there. The slap on the wrist that Rick Allen Jones got. I wish we could. I don't think I have that. Yeah. Let's just see if we can play this one. I think you can. You should be able to do this. Let's see. The Cairo 7 article that you can still find. Man arrested at Bill Gates' estate for reportedly trading child porn. December 31, 2014. This is the guy. Are you kidding me, America? This is the guy you're going to listen to on anything. Especially COVID and health and all this stuff. Police arrested a Seattle man at Bill and Melinda Gates' mansion for allegedly collecting more than 6,000 child rape photos. That's what the Cairo News article says. Rick Allen Jones, reportedly employed as an engineer at the Gates home. Oh, yeah, no, that was a Gmail account. It wasn't like it was a Hotmail account or a Live account. It was Gmail. How could we possibly know? 51-year-old has been collecting child porn for a decade, according to King County prosecutors. So, give this a listen. Go ahead, please.
And trading a massive amount of child pornography. Cairo 7's Gary Horker is live near the Gates compound in Medina. And Gary, this man worked as an engineer for the family.
That's what SPD and intelligence found out, Steve. They found out that the man actually worked for the Bill and Melinda Gates mansion on the grounds of their sprawling 66,000 square foot estate. And that's where they found him and questioned him last March. The estate is behind us right on the lakefront here, but this is a few blocks away and it's as close as their security will allow us to get. But according to King County prosecutors, 51-year-old Rick Allen Jones was questioned by detectives about images of child porn and even child rape that were sent from Jones's home computer. Now, none of this alleged crime actually happened at the Gates mansion, but it was here that Rick Allen Jones admitted to detectives he collected child porn for about 10 years, sending images through his Gmail account. Now, while Jones was talking to detectives at the Gates estate, three more SPD detectives had a search warrant to search Jones's Ballard apartment. There, they say they found more than 6,000 images of graphic child porn and rape, 133 of which were children identified by police. We tried Jones's apartment for comment. We got no response. We also reached out to Bill and Melinda Gates's foundation, and we did not hear back. So, in fact, we do not know if he's been fired by the Gates's family. Another mystery into this is why Jones was never jailed or charged by this these allegations up until now. The investigation started here at the Gates Foundation, the Gates Mansion, in March, and the criminal complaint, which I have right here, says he has to show up in court and face a judge in the coming days. So we're going to keep track of this. We're digging into the charges. We'll keep you posted on the latest. Live from the lakefront in Medina tonight, I'm Gary Horker, Cairo 7 Eyewitness News.
50-minute.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm speechless. What do you say? So they have three children. And Bill and Melinda Gates. Three kids, right? Jennifer, Roy, and Phoebe. And, you know, this guy is around. I mean, guy hangs out with Jeffrey Epstein after Epstein's convicted. Says, yeah, we were just trying to raise money. Lies repeatedly about his dealings with Jeffrey Epstein. First denies, then lies repeatedly. Never honest about it. A guy who likes to play number games. A guide to number games. Monopolist. You know, what did Paul Allen say about Bill Gates? Remember when Paul Allen was fighting cancer and he said, what was that? Was that a 60 Minutes interview? I forget. Where Paul Allen said, yeah, they were trying to squeeze me out of my own company, basically. You know, it was his company too. And while the guy's fighting cancer, you know, they're trying to write him out of his shares. But this guy is a Cape Crusader. Oh, he just loves people. He just wants people to be, you know. What a wonderful guy. He's just a wonderful guy. Philanthropist. That's all. What was the other one? The other clip. You know, does the intelligence community, I mean, so, you know, you think back to, let me back up a little bit. You know, speaking of Chris Wray and all of these guys, I mean, you wonder, like, how much of the, you know, back in 2007 and 8, R.J. Hillhouse and Tim Sherrock in particular told us that the intelligence community was predominantly, not a little bit, not kind of, predominantly, like 51% plus, predominantly outsourced. Organizations that, you know, like what guys like Edward Snowden disclosed, you know, that kind of stuff going on. The big 87654, et cetera, you know, Highlander, there can be only one. Eventually, the Booz Allen Hamiltons. Intelligence is predominantly outsourced to those kinds of companies. Like what? Like, I don't know, Peter Thiel's Palantir, for example. One orb to rule them all, my precious. So, you know, is there dirt on everybody? Is everybody suborned? Is that what's going on? Christopher Reid touts collaboration between government and private sector at World Economic Forum Davos Summit. That's the Daily Caller article. Mr. Cloudflare is there, right? Cloudflare co-founder and CEO Matthew Prince. I am not a, you know, from a technology standpoint, technologists can remember the, I don't know, the warnings, I guess. Even the MIT grads have, you know, some of them have said, you know, maybe all of this consolidation and centralization and hive mind stuff, maybe it's not a good idea. Cloudflare might kick you off if you, you know, they don't like you. I mean, ask Kiwi Farms. Well, I don't agree with... Okay, well, so that's how it's going to go then. We're going to do the ESG. We're going to do the environmental social governance. I've said for years, basically from the outset of this broadcast, that government, to Americans, government is of, by, and for the people. That's what we think of. Governance is at, on, and to you, in my opinion. In other words, sit down, shut up, and do as you're told. So, you know, we've choices that we can make, and we should choose wisely. We're headed into a break. When we come back, no, we got time. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Jay. Jay in California. Thanks for calling, Jay. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was wondering two things. I agree with you about the hive mind and all this. Do you think different people in RBN say, oh, there's no one group doing it all. It's all, you know, pockets of Zionist interest and all this, but I do believe that there's like a central hub that all this is radiating out of, and I was wondering if you agree, and if so, Is it something we'll never know about? Do you have a hunch what it is? The other thing I was wondering about Bill Gates, it looks like his wife is now like a transgender man. Do you think that's botched plastic surgery, or did they swap it out with a guy?
You know, it's anyone's guess, I think. It does seem awfully strange, you know, how effeminate Bill gets over the years and how, you know, hard Melinda's features get and things. It's very interesting. And you wonder how much of that is, I don't know, Photoshopped or whatever, but it is a curious thing. I'll speak more to that in the other when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Back. So is the conspiracy centralized? Is kind of how I would paraphrase your question. If so, who, what, where, etc. And then is Melinda a man? You know, the Melinda thing is interesting because, again, speaking of Epstein, I mean, he was engaged in genetic engineering stuff, you know, his ranch and all that kind of nonsense. And allegedly the island and different things. And Bill Gates is obviously up to his eyeballs in the same kind of stuff. And then there's all of the, you know, extracurricular stuff, and there's evidence of occult stuff. But to sort of tie all of that together, as far as the conspiracy is concerned, I do think it's centralized. I think it's spiritual in nature. And you can find screenshots of the Gates Foundation being supporters, like right out of the gates, of the Lucius Trust. And so, you know, the whole work of the hierarchy thing, I think is, I mean, that's really it, in my opinion. That's the apex of the conspiracy. And all of this technology is not what we are led to believe. I think Jordy Rose, you know, when he says we're summoning these things, they're not demons, they're not this, they're not that. He says they're infinitely more intelligent than we are, but they're not this or that. Well, how do you know? How do you know you've not been deceived, Jordy Rose? Trust them. Trust them. It's okay. So I think that's what's really going on, and I think these high-level people have been promised certain things, including power, and I think this gets to you know, things that we read in the Book of Revelation in particular, and even Daniel. I think that's where it is. In terms of people, you know, really anybody that is on board with and pushing and part of all of this advancement of centralization of things, which looks a lot like Genesis 11 to me, I think that's who it is. You know, when Bill Cooper said, you know, it's not the Jews, it's the mystery schools and that kind of stuff, which Manly Hall and others have openly disclosed. I think it's, you know, that's the same kind of thing. And you see evidence of it everywhere, I think. So anyway, that's my take on that. And I think there is a convergence of the you know, the sexual deviancy and the profligacy and this other stuff. I think it all goes together, in my opinion. So,
and do you think, I know you said it's not the Jews, but do you think there's any, I mean, it does seem to be overwhelmingly Ashkenazi influence. And
yeah, well, and yeah, that's a conversation for, you know, another time. I don't know. Maybe we'll continue that tomorrow. But Genesis 10, you know, that'll do it for today's broadcast, unfortunately. Thanks for your call, Jay. Folks, I hope it was informative. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hey there. Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.